Art, did you see this one coming?
No. I did not see this coming. I was at the All-Star break. I was thinking that the young guys they were counting on didn't seem like they were going to get it together this year. And by young guys, I'm talking about the hitters. The pitching has been good all year long, both in the starters and the bullpen. And the defense has been the American League's best. So they had two elements of it, but they were so woeful in the third. It just seemed hopeless because there were guys like Kyle Seager, Michael Saunders, and Dustin Ackley. These were the farm system guys upon whom much was expected. And they just weren't mature enough yet. They just hadn't gone through the typical problems that major league ball players have to do before they are able to hit major league pitching. But what's happened is they've acquired a couple of guys in John Jaso. He was an offseason pickup from Tampa, catcher. And Eric Thames, who is an outfielder who they picked up in a midseason trade with Toronto. And these two guys are a lot more capable than I think anyone anticipated. And so they've really been carrying a lot. And there's been three trade acquisitions earlier that are starting to come around. And that's Justin Smoke, Casper Wells, and Jesus Montero. They've all struggled to some degree. But what we've seen over the last eight games was one of them stepping up with a big at-bat. And that is all you need when the Mariners are pitching this well. One guy doing one thing well in one game, stringing it together, and you've got a credible team. And since the All-Star break, the Mariners now, at 24-13 since the break, have been the hottest team in the American League. And that I did not see coming.
And of course, the hottest pitching in Felix Hernandez. And he had a great follow-up game to his perfect game this week that's been part of the winning streak, brought out tons of fans.
Yeah, it was a great event. They were there to say thank you to Felix. And Felix has become this year, and really he's been building towards this, an emotionally popular player. And he's taken the leadership role in a way that you rarely see from a starting pitcher. And it was really manifested in that game, which was a 5-1 victory by Hernandez. He wasn't perfect. He gave up a hit right away on the first batter. But you know what? I don't think people were really expecting perfection. They wanted to say thank you. And that is a great way for the Mariners to start to reconnect to that alienated fan base that they've created over the last several years.
Well, there is some excitement this late in the season as well, because there's an extra team that will make it to the playoffs in both leagues this year. And the Mariners are seven games back in the wild card hunt, but they're not last in the hunt.
Well, they're three games under 500 entering this weekend. And they've run eight in a row. They are seven games back of the fifth and final wild card position. Not an insurmountable lead, but it took them this much great play to get to this point. And they also have to leapfrog three teams in order to get there. And that fifth team happens to be right now the Oakland A's, the hated Oakland A's, who shouldn't have ever been any part of this, but the Mariners play the A's a lot in the final few games.
And the A's just lost an ace pitcher, perhaps for the rest of the season.
They did. Bartolo Colon was caught with illegal drugs and admitted it. I thought he was probably busted for too much cake frosting.
Oh, no.
The guy's 270 pounds, but he did a really dumb thing, and it's hurt the A's big time. So if maybe every 17 years or so, the Mariners have a miracle. Maybe it's this year.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.